3. Grand Teton National Park, the next morning. Noelle awoke to cold and fog. She was tempted to remain in bed until the bright sun warmed her cabin and the outside air. She felt sure that her superiors at the park would forgive her absence. But as her senses returned, her curiosity about the prior day's attack came with them. She also felt a strange guilt as she realized that she was more excited to start her patrol than she had been in quite a while. Like the amateur videographers on the internet, Noelle was somehow intrigued by death and danger. It wasn't the first time she noticed this trait in herself. It was as if the prospect of danger carried alongside it the potential and even necessity for acts of great significance to take place. Noelle secretly coveted the opportunity to become a hero, or at least to make a difference when the stakes are high. Noelle wished the tragic event had never occurred, but she nevertheless was enthralled with the prospect of being involved in major events. Dragging herself out of bed, Noelle put on her running shoes and stretched. She stepped out the door and started jogging, taking bouncy steps down the short staircase off the porch. As she ran, she thought about how nice it would be if there was someone waiting at the cabin with a pot of coffee ready when she returned. Someone to romp around with under the big sleeping bags, to help turn her cold, taut skin into one big, warm, soft pleasure receptor. Then maybe she wouldn't have to rely on danger and tragedy to break the monotony of daily life. Noelle made it to the showers in good time. The facility was empty, its tile floors cold. Summer can't come soon enough. She disrobed hastily, positioned her body under the flow of hot water, and stayed there for a long time. While showering,